Well, let's go now to the European Union to get a look at what's happening there. The man that does that with us, Dr. Rob Congdon. Do I remember correctly, Rob, you're off pretty soon here now, aren't you?
2 weeks from today, I'll be speaking in Germany and be there for speaking through a whole week, quite a number of messages, more than just one per day.
Well, indeed, you're going to be a busy man, but we hope you can set aside a little bit of time to be able to talk with us from that very important part of the world. Well, let's get to some of the conversation I need to have with you now. What about John Kerry? There's a report out that he and the European Union are collaborating to put pressure on Israel, and in particular, the Israeli settlements. What's that about?
This is the ongoing story of the European boycott. Back in July, if you'll remember, that the European Union said that the European Union could not import any items from the areas of Israel that they would call our occupied zones. That caused great concern in Israel because those zones produce significant products that Europe buys. Now, John Kerry, our Secretary of State, has entered into the picture more. He is ready to begin a significant campaign against creating international boycotts of Israel if they don't capitulate and give in on the peace talks. I think the heart of it is Kerry wants to go down in history as the one who got peace in the Mideast. This becomes his new leverage against Israel.
And it seems like his partner in this effort would be Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy there for the European Union.
Yes, they certainly seem as a team. He is obviously moving up more to the front instead of her. She has been leading the way, but now he's doing it. They both are forgetting that age-old truth that he who blesses Israel, God will bless, and he who goes against Israel, God will go against.
They better pay attention to that. It does work. Hey, Germany is going to help in the destruction of the Syrian chemical weapons. This seems like a very interesting move in Germany. Is there any objection to that?
No substantial objection at all. In fact, it is unusual, though, that Germany has never allowed any chemical weapons on their territory. So they will obviously have to allow these to come in to be destroyed. But I think it reflects their view that they'll do anything to help eliminate chemical warfare. And it certainly has pleased Russia, who's part of the group that has brought about this whole process. So Germany's gained some good points on it internationally and locally.
Speaking of Germany, talk to me about one of their former leaders, Adolf Hitler. On Kindle, which is part of Amazon's distribution of literature that has been written in the past, seems like Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf has come to the top, and it's becoming somewhat of a bestseller today.
That's true. Also on iTunes, it's the electronic version that is so popular. The printed version's hardly sold at all. I think we have two things going on here. It's kind of a reflection of the uncertainty and the discontentment with current political systems by many of the millennial-aged younger adults, that's 20 to 40-year-olds. They don't trust history as they've heard it. So they want to find out for themselves, and they can sit, they can read Mein Kampf, they can read it on their phones, on their Kindles, and nobody knows what they're reading. So they're sort of investigating this, trying to decide for themselves, and typical of millennials, don't trust what you've been told about history, but you have to decide. So I think that's really what's sparking the interest.
Now, the growth of neo-Nazism, not only in Germany, but throughout Europe, has been somewhat shocking. In fact, there's a report of a celebration, a shocking celebration of a Holocaust memorial desecration. Is this on the uptick or what?
I certainly think it's on the uptick. There's a whole movement to the extreme right in Europe. It's a reaction to the liberalism of all the many years. This desecration of this memorial to the Holocaust occurred in Berlin on New Year's Eve, grave problems there. But I think it's just a very visible reminder that anti-Semitism, or in many ways the best term now is anti-Israel, it's almost a political anti-movement, is growing in Europe. And naturally, when those things start happening, they look for somebody to blame, and the reaction is these extremist rightist groups starting to mobilize and be seen throughout Europe. And, of course, very shocking in Germany, even to the Germans. This is disturbing news for them, too.
And, of course, this a stage setter for the prophetic scenario found in God's Word.
Oh, absolutely. We don't want to see it, but we anticipate, based on reading the scriptures, that the Jewish people will become more and more targets. Obviously, even during the tribulation period, after the church is raptured free of this earth, the Jewish people and true believers will be the targets of the Antichrist and his system.
Dr. Rob Congdon with our report on the European Union. This is a focus we need to keep because that's a very central location of the world, and especially in that end time scenario in God's Word. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.